My colleague Martin Chulov is on the line. He's been in Aleppo today. Now, Martin, the Russians seem to be siding with the government's claims that the bombing at the university yesterday was the work of, as they call them, terrorists, meaning the opposition. What have you been hearing in Aleppo there?
Well, the Russians usually do side with the Syrian regime's version of events, not always, but more often than not, it is the case. The bombing yesterday was particularly significant. It does mark the first time that a university has been attacked in almost 2 years of uprising, which then morphed into civil war, as we know. The death toll is particularly high. It's 87 and increasing. There are 160 casualties. Many of those who are in hospital now are gravely wounded. What this tells us is that these explosions were very large. They were extremely significant. A death toll such as that from explosions is very much at the upper end of worst expectations. On the eastern side of Aleppo today, which is the rebel-held part of the city, there was very much conjecture about who was responsible for what took place yesterday. The rebel groups are insisting that they have no toehold whatsoever in the far northwest of the city, which is where the university is. It's an area that's controlled by the regime forces and the loyalist militia, the Shabiha. There's a very tight dragnet around it. That said, there is rising suspicion that these blasts may have been caused by rockets which were fired from the countryside to the west of the city. Now, that's an area that is partly controlled by opposition groups, including the jihadist group Jabhat al-Nusra, who are yet to comment about government claims that terrorist groups such as themselves may have been responsible. Now, them not commenting is not unusual. They very rarely do talk. It will be interesting to see if they're forced out on this one, because this could well be a tipping point in terms of public perceptions in the Syrian civil war.
And both activists and the state news agency Sana have been saying that government forces have renewed their attack on Aleppo today in the wake of yesterday's bombing. Is that what you've found, or what's the situation been like there today?
Well, from about midnight last night, there was a lot of extra activity from the Syrian Air Force. The jets were flying over the city and were bombing some frontline positions, especially around an area called Bastan al-Qasr, which is just north of the centre. Aleppo is roughly divided into east and west. It's roughly split down the centre. There are about three or four different frontline areas, and the regime is trying to push from the west to the east into this Bastan al-Qasr area. That said, over the last 7 months or so, the front lines had barely shifted. We visited all of them yesterday and this morning, and things hadn't really moved at all. We're talking in maybe 10, 50 metres here or there with no side making any sort of a decisive gain. I'm not sure that the regime will have the momentum to push further into the east, especially with its renewed push today. They are very much focused on protecting the remaining airfields in the Aleppo countryside, which are under siege by opposition groups. Their military strength in the city itself has been diverted to help in these battles. It will be interesting to see if they can sustain this push, but the rebel groups in the east certainly don't think that they can.
How's the morale of the rebels?
Well, by and large, it's not too bad, and that given, they do anticipate that this is going to be a long war. It's not going to be over in any time soon. However, a large influx of fresh fruit and vegetables has made it to Aleppo this week for the first time since July, since the city was stormed. And there is basic life, which is sort of starting to return to the streets of a city which has been foreboding and empty and abandoned for so long now. And there are all sorts of marketplaces that have sprung up. Everywhere you turn, there appears to be a vegetable store, which is slightly encouraging in some senses, and that food have been in such desperately short supply. The other thing which has given people reason for, I guess, just a glimmer of hope is that the prices of the food that has reached them are only slightly higher than they were before the revolution. So not only is food now available, but it's some people can actually afford it too, which is enabling them to feed their families and just to resume, I guess, a relative normalcy in their lives.
Mightn't you love in Syria? Thank you very much.